Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Bruce, always a pleasure speaking with you. For folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, where are you right now, sir?
I'm in Grass Valley, California.
What's the weather like over there?
It's sunny, surprisingly.
Oh, fantastic. Are...
most of the time in this area. No. We have a show here tonight. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you on tour right now?
Kind of a mini tour, just a few California shows.
Well, you know, the reason why, of course, I asked you about tour is because of the documentary that I had the pleasure of just witnessing, and fans are going to have a chance to see on Vision, a tour that you recently did. But it's not really just about a tour. It really talks about you, your life, the things that you believe in, the things that you have stood up for, and also friends and other musicians who kind of help paint and explain the things that they, why they look up to you and, you know, your life in this music business. First, I got to ask you, why do you think it was important that something like this of your life, your story, was a good time to be told?
Well, I guess I've been around long enough that there's a bit of a story to tell, for one thing. You can make an interesting film out of anybody's life anytime if you're a talented filmmaker and you get lucky. But I feel, you know, like I've done enough stuff, and we had never done anything really like this. The CBC did a Life and Times a few years ago, maybe a decade or so ago, that was interesting enough and told part of the story, but it didn't involve very much live performance. And in this case, we recorded, of course, a live album at the same time as the film was being shot, so we were able to get good quality recording of the music and to kind of combine the tour and the filming in a practical way. So I think it came out quite well.
Oh, I gotta absolutely agree, because there were certain things that, of course, I never knew and realized, and I like the way they broke this up. I don't want to give a whole lot away for folks who are going to watch this, but I think it's really an interesting a combination of things. And again, you know, not just about your music, but a bit of your beliefs, and of course, as an activist, when you look at something like this, do you ever look at yourself as somebody as, for some people may say, like a very complicated kind of person, because it's almost as if, you know, certain things that, you know, you look at and see, you know, almost conflicts with the things that you need to do and to express yourself out there. To me, it was sort of like a very strange combination, but somehow you were able to separate it all and still do what you've been able to do all these years.
Yeah, it's well, you know, I mean, I guess it's complicated. I have the ability to see my life from the inside. So it looks a little different from where I'm looking at it than it probably does for how it comes through to you in the film. But some people would say it's a Gemini thing. You know, there's always two of you, and there's you get used to reconciling differences early in life if you're kind of that way. But I find really for me, where I look at things, it's not that complicated. It's really it's all life. It's all just about life. Basically, we all go through the same rudimentary things. We're born, we die, we have to survive in between. We love, we laugh, we cry, we do all the things we do. And it's not so different. There are obvious cultural differences in the world and different backgrounds that shape different people, but really those basic ingredients are all the same. And so talking about those basic ingredients in songs allows the songs to be accessible to anybody that can understand the language, really.
And it definitely, like I said, it definitely stands out. But, you know, one of the things, I want to talk a little bit about the music side. One of the really cool things that we get a chance to feel you express is your side of jazz and blues. A lot of people don't realize how great a guitar player you are, and we get a chance to see that.
Well, thanks for saying it that way.
But no, but the thing is that we don't really get it. Like, you know, I've seen your music videos and stuff like that, but we never really get a chance to see you actually, you know, perform jazz music, blues music, the way you do in this film. Why is that? Why don't we ever really get a chance to see that, do you think?
Well, you have to watch a whole show. I mean, and of course, the videos tend to be, not in every case, but in most cases, they're the songs that are most radio-friendly, which are the songs that have the biggest band kind of sound to them. And when there's a band, you hear less guitar, obviously. I mean, the guitar's in the mix with everything else. But when you see a solo performance, all it is voice and guitar and words. You know, and so you're going to notice if there's something going on. It's the solo situation allows me room to, I was going to say room to sort of play out more, but it doesn't really do that. It's not so much that, it's just that, like I said, you can hear what the guitar is doing, because I don't really change my parts very much when there are other people playing with me. It's just that the other people are doing things that that mesh with those parts, and so therefore they're harder to hear.
You know, the other thing, of course, is religion, your journey through your thoughts of spirituality. When did this journey begin for you, sir?
I suppose in somewhere very early in life, but what I remember is becoming aware of spirituality sometime during the high school years. I guess I'd thought of it before that. I was certainly, you know, introduced to the trappings of Christianity, to the social surroundings of it as a little kid. Although my parents are not believers, we went to church, because if you didn't go to church in the 50s, somebody would call you a communist, you know. So I got exposed to that stuff, but it didn't really... I don't think, the same way that I got exposed to music at an early age, but it didn't really mean anything to me until I started to hit adolescence and kind of be more aware of my surroundings and more aware of the deeper side of things. Especially, I guess it got a boost when I started reading Beat Generation literature, and they would talk about the existentialists and Buddhism, and so then I'd go out and buy a Buddhist book and read some existentialist philosophy, and that was kind of maybe when I was around 16, 17, I started getting interested in that stuff.
And then, of course, as an activist, which you're very, very strong, you know, and it's always reflected also in your music. When it comes to you, when certain goals, you know, people are, you know, they're goal driven or whatever, but you have another step in. Again, using that word, very passionate. Where does that come from for you?
From having lived the life that I have. I mean, I don't know. Of course, there's probably a genetic component that I know nothing about. But it's the experiences you have. I found, in the 70s, for instance, when I first started to travel across Canada a lot, I began to meet Native people. Aboriginal people who I had never encountered up to that point in my life, but all of a sudden I'm meeting people my own age whose background is so different from mine, and whose experiences with foster homes, being taken away from their parents, and that sort of stuff was routine, and you ran across this over and over again. You started thinking, geez, man, that's not how it's supposed to be, and looking around at the history of the relations between Aboriginal people and European or people of European origin in Canada and in North America. And then, of course, throughout the hemisphere, it's versions of the same thing. And there's a lot of tragedy there. And there's a lot of impressive development on the part of Native people themselves, and that I started noticing in the 70s, not that I knew much about it before that, but it seemed like there was a real awakening of pride and of a desire to get back on their feet in a way, and that seemed to be working. I mean, that was through the American Indian Movement and various other elements that were sort of at the visible end of that, but it was very widespread among Native people, and it continues. And it's been very gratifying to occasionally get to be part of that process. There's some exceptions, of course. Sometimes it doesn't work. It hasn't worked so well, like with the Lubicon in North Alberta, for instance. But in a lot of cases, it's you know, things have taken a very positive turn.
And another positive turn, too, is the fact that you've had so many people in this business who respect the things that you've done. Is it tough for you, or, you know, how do you handle when you're hearing so many great from people talking about you, from Bono to Bernie Finkelstein, you know, talking about how poetic and how much of an art form your music is?
I just feel lucky that they didn't put in the rest of whatever they had to say.
I know you're not somebody who looks for those praises, but you must be honored to hear those kind of comments.
Of course, it's nice. I mean, for Bernie to talk like that, I kind of expect that because we've been working together for 40 years, and that's kind of his job to make me sound good. But to have Axl Brown and Bono and Colin Linden and all these other people that are sort of peers. In a way, talking in positive terms about what I do certainly is gratifying. Yeah, I don't think it's a life and death issue, but it's very nice.
Now, this might sound weird, the next question I'm going to ask, but bear with me when I ask this. Are you comfortable and do you understand now who you are and what you are to us when it comes to Canadian music history?
No idea. No idea. I don't know. I mean, not being a bit flippant there, but I have a sense that I fit into the scheme of things. I have a sense that my Canadianness is significant. It's certainly significant to me, and I feel like somewhere along the line, I began to feel that my destiny was linked with Canada in some way. I don't mean with the destiny of the country. I don't think I have that big a role to play, but just that whatever was happening with me was tied up with Canada in some way. And that being said, of course, I spend a lot of time outside of Canada. I spend a lot of time in the U.S. I spend time in Europe and other places. And, I don't feel that I have to be present on Canadian soil all the time, but I do feel that Canada is in my heart and that me and the nation are somehow part of each other.
You know, one last question, sir. You know, one of the things I loved was whenever they did close-ups of you, and, I'm turning 48 this year, so I've got some gray and I got some wrinkles happening, and I can see a few lines under the eyes for you, too. But the funny thing is, though, when I see your face, I still see that young guy back in the 80s whose music that I danced to, who I sat back and listened to, that was, part of my growing up. If you can go back and talk to that youngster again, what advice would you give him?
Smarten up. I'd give him a slap and tell him to smarten up. Don't take him so seriously.
Yeah, you know what? I could do. I would probably do the exact same thing, too, if I could go back. My friend, I am so looking forward to other people having the chance to see this because no disrespect to what the CBC did and everything else, but honestly, I think this is such a perfect representation of who you were back then and who you are today, definitely.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I'm glad it struck you that way.
Fantastic. Sir, take care, and when are you going to be back up here in the in the Great White North and hopefully performing Toronto again?
I'll be part of there's a Luminato Festival tribute to Kate McGarrigle that I'm going to be part of in the middle of June. That's the only thing I know that's sort of planned for the Toronto area in the immediate future anyway.
And any chance for new music?
Not right now. I got a new baby, and that's taking up all my time and energy right now. So there's not much being done in the way of music that's new. I'm still touring also. So, it's the focus is kind of on just winding up whatever's left over the tour that started with the release of most recent album about a year ago.
Well, my friend, congratulations on the new family member and all the best for you for 2012. Hope to get a chance to talk to you when you're here in Toronto.
Thanks very much. Hope so, too.